just in. And so good. Thousands of spring finds up to 70% off are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Save on Madewell, Vince, Kate Spade, New York, Sam Edelman, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionn, happy St. Bridget's weekend in advance.
Indeed, Kieran, indeed. And as we celebrate the ancient Celtic festival of Imbolc, that's what it was. That's what, So St. Bridget's, so the youngest of our bank holidays. We're only, this is the third year of it, I think.
Yeah, for the trendy out there. The hipsters out there. There's this attempt to kind of fuse that Celtic festival with Bridget's femininity, while at the same time discarding the reality that she's very much a Christian saint.
I think in fairness to those who look to fuse those things, she is a pagan goddess, you know, and the Bridget that was born in Fahart in 452 wasn't born a Christian. You know, and
but she converted to Christianity.
Yeah. But at the same time, she is still representative.
Had she not converted to Christianity, we wouldn't know who she is.
Probably
Christianity not. Is central to Christianity is the defining feature of her story and of her legacy.
Regardless, and of that, indeed.
How many of them are going to mass?
How many
on
are they
Monday?
Going to mass?
That's a real controversy, Fionn.
Ultimately, so what we have here is we have one of the more interesting of Ireland's two patron saints. So you have St. Patrick, obviously, which gets all the big ticket items,
yeah.
And now St. Bridget. But, you know, you're absolutely right. So she is a patron saint of Ireland. She's also a pagan goddess of poetry and healing. She's a feminist icon and with a pretty interesting backstory. So she's born just outside Dundalk. So County Louth kind of lays claim to her.
And Kildare.
Well, she spent most of her life in Kildare.
Yeah, so they both claim ownership of Bridget.
They do,
really.
And indeed, so most of the Bridget-related events that
like
are
Rory
taking
Gallagher
place...
Rory Gallagher is claimed by Cork and Donegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the Rory Gallagher of the 3rd century, 4th century.
Of the 5th century.
5th century.
Yeah. But you have like... Can we get into the...
Sorry.
If there are surprisingly a large number of events that are connected to St. Bridget in one form or another taking place across the country with, as you said, most of them taking place in Louth and Kildare. So you've got a Bridget of Fahart festival and then you can learn how to weave a Bridget's cross. Did you do a Bridget's cross when you were in school?
Absolutely.
Of course we did. So did I.
Absolutely.
And so at the Anton Arts Centre, there's a pilgrimage walk that is 13 kilometres from the Hill of Fahart to Dundalk. And that's all part of Bridget's Way Celtic pilgrimage. Sunday evening, it's going to get a little more primal. You've got a candlelit procession taking place. And then there's also the Northern Lights celebrating Bridget, which is a multi-sensory light show. Kildare, so she's born in Louth, but really is kind of associated with Kildare Town and the area surrounding Kildare Town. So there's the Spirit of Kildare Festival with loads of events taking place throughout the county. Now, it kicked off last weekend, but... on Thursday evening, there's a theatrical parade through Maynooth and then lots of gigs and concerts throughout the weekend. So like, for example, the Bridget's Day Gathering at the Curragh, which star Sharon Shannon, Lyra and others are playing.
Okay.
Moat Theatre in Naas, there's Nothing Compares, which is a celebration of Irish women artists on the 31st of January. Imelda May, Maria Doyle Kennedy and a spoken word piece by Sabina Higgins. Yes. And then on the 2nd of February, there is a kind of collection of female talent. Kathy Jordan, Roisin Ó, Emer Quinn, Muireann Bradley are going to be performing in St. Bridget's Cathedral for Written in the Soul, An Evening of Song.
Okay, that's one of the Round Tower there is one of the only two Round Towers in Ireland you can climb up the middle of. The other being, of course, St. Canice's in Kilkenny.
St. Canice's is always like a little...
Yeah, but anyway, no, it is too.
We're going to talk about what's happening in Kilkenny.
All right, we'll get there. Don't but fret. It's a lovely cathedral, Kildare Cathedral or St. Bridget's, and
indeed.
Well worth the trip up the Round Tower.
And sure, look, you're not that far away from Kildare Village.
Exactly, do a bit of retail therapy. Bridget would have made her happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you've got the Japanese Gardens, you've got the National Stud. I mean, look, it's all there. In Dublin, there's Dublin City Celebrating Women. It's got 80 events taking place over the bank holiday weekend. You've got the GPO and the Palace Building just by City Hall are going to be illuminated as part of Shine On Bridget. Saturday, there's spoken word and poetry in the Pepper Canister Church. And then there's a singer-songwriter night on Monday called Little Women at Little Whelan's, as part of Whelan's.
Oh, yeah, very good. Wexford. Okay, yeah.
There's Imbolic Fair, which is taking place on Meeting House Square in Temple Bar. There's crafting workshops. Again, you can churn butter.
Ah, that's a bit of crap. Kids
would
like
that.
That's
what I mean. They
actually would.
See, I knew I'd sell it on you.
Yeah,
it's exactly right. The idea,
do you know,
of like,
my kids love going, you know, they travel around to different kind of festivals in Ireland all the time. These people who dress up as kind of like they live in a medieval village, yeah, and they'll do on their little fights and they'll show you how a forge works. Like they've seen it 20 times, but they still think it's great.
Absolutely.
Kids love
and it
that.
Is great.
Going into churn butter.
So the Chester Beatty Chester Beatty Museum, rather, is hosting Bridget's Day Embolic Poetry and Art Workshop. And there's also workshops in the National Museum of Ireland on Kildare Street. The Hugh Lane Gallery, there's a drop-in family workshop on Saturday where kids can weave their own baskets. There's also a screening of Deirdre Brennan. She's a photographer. Her work called Listening for Bridget, which runs from Friday to Sunday.
Okay.
There's a parade on Sunday for roller skaters, samba dancers and cyclists.
Yeah, all synonymous with St. Bridget.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because samba, nothing says St. Bridget to me
quite
like samba.
Yeah, roller skating.
Anyway,
your
from Cable
second.
Street to the GPO.
Right.
So look, in Cork, there's the Goddess Bridget workshop at the Triscoll Arts Centre. Up in Donegal, there's Féile na mBan, which is coming back for its third year. So there's a whole weekend dedicated to the celebration of women. In Kerry, in Killorglin, she's not Bridget, she's Biddy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure, Biddy is just name for Bridget. Big focus on craft and tradition at the Biddy's Day Festival. And again, Biddy groups and straw hats holding Bridgeog dolls as they parade through the town. Galway, Bridget's Garden in Galway. What better way to celebrate? Loads to see there generally, but like they're hosting workshops where you can learn it again. Weave your own Bridget's cross. And on Monday, there's a whole day long celebration of Bridget, including traditional rituals, meditations, a sacred fire, and a lunch.
Before we move on, I have to read a text. Thank you, Kieran, for giving St. Bridget her due recognition as a Christian. Like St. Patrick, she's being kidnapped by pagans wanting to use her. Their intentions may be benign, but they are misguided and somewhat disrespectful, to be honest.
Mm. I mean, unquestionably, you know, this is a conversion to Christianity for sure. But the traditions of Bridget's Day and the celebration are rooted in pre-Christian tradition.
Yes.
And that's part of the success. And it is, I mean, look, I'm absolutely not going to disregard anything that Texter said, but it is worth pointing out that the success of Christianity in Ireland was premised on the ability to fuse new Christian ritual with existing pagan or pre-Christian rituals.
That was the great success everywhere of Christianity.
But particularly here.
This kind of symbiotic relationship
between the two,
developed
for sure,
with local custom. So, and then they kind of abandoned it all with kind of Gregorian revolutions and everything. Actually, one other listener says, Kieran, neither St. Patrick nor St. Bridget are canonised saints, as far as I know. Our only actual saint in Ireland is St. Colum Kill. I'm not sure about the latter part of that. Maybe it's true. But he's right. Up until those Gregorian revolutions and everything else, saints were just canonized basically on a local basis. You could just declare someone a saint.
Yeah.
And if you go into, say, St. Mary's Cathedral in Kilkenny, we're kind of going down a rabbit hole here now, Fionn, but bear with me. You'll find a list of all of the kind of bishops of Ossory. And it's really interesting because it tells you the story of Ireland, because you can see the Normans coming and then you can see the kind of the Reformation and onwards, and all the names change at different points. But up until the 10th, 11th century, they're all saints, because they were all just declared saints locally. And then Rome said, you know what, we're going to impose rules here. And suddenly no one's a saint anymore.
I have to say, I'm really enjoying this travel / theology.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, sorry.
That we're engaged.
Back to Sligo.
No, but it is very interesting. So again, Sligo, and there's the Breage Festival in the Sligo Woodland School. Kilkenny, your own home of Kilkenny. There's the St. Bridget's Spring Awakening Music and Arts Festival with gigs all weekend long. Roseanne Reid in Ryan's Bar, Broken Chanter in Clear's Bar, or Poor Creature in the Seth Theatre. The Malachy McKenna play The Quiet Land is going to be on every night in the Barnstorm studio.
And on Monday in the Castle Park, the Cushnoor 5K for St. Bridget's Day, 1K as well for families and kids if they want to raise a few quid for local cancer services.
There's other celebrations going on in Roscommon, the Bridget's Awakening Festival in County Clare. Now this is where, if you want to do a little Seeds of Intention Day, so yoga, a bit more spiritual, in Ennis. And look, Kieran, what if you wanted to avoid just enjoy the bank holiday weekend, but wanted to avoid any mention of St. Bridget.
Don't want to get mired in the whole rivalry between pagans and Christians.
That's right.
Go on.
So Inchidonny Lodge, which I covered last year,
yeah,
I went down.
Lovely
spot. So they have a storm watcher package, which two nights B&B accommodation, plus dinner in the Gulfstream restaurant and a cocktail, plus complimentary yoga, if you want it, and access to the health centre, all for around two nights for around 600 per couple. So 300 each.
That's a nice way to get away from that great theological
and I tell you, honestly,
over the ownership of St. Bridget's.
And it's a really beautiful part of the world.
It is. It certainly is. Fionn, as always, thank you very much. Fionn Davenport, we'll be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Just in, and so good. Thousands of spring finds up to 70% off are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Save on Madewell, Vince, Kate Spade, New York, Sam Edelman, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.